Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 16 May 2022, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. I am so thankful and so honored that you all take time out of your schedule to come and talk to me a little bit. And just listen to what I have to say sometimes. And I really sincerely pray that I'm giving some knowledge and wisdom that blesses you and maybe uplifting some things. I really mean that. I hope that I'm doing my Father's will as best to understand how, and you're being blessed by it. And I sincerely, sincerely mean that. Our guest tonight was going to be Jerry Merritt. Jerry cannot make it. And I hate that. He'll be on next week. But I'm going to talk to you about tonight. So if you don't mind, just let me sharing my thoughts tonight. We'll do it again like I did last week and let you just tell you what's on my mind and take y'all's input to the bottom of the hour. How's that? Before I do that, though, this weekend we are going to have Bible study, Lord willing, at start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern with prayer requests, prayer reports, and testimonies. I hope you'll join us. I do mean that. Hope you will, folks. We make it as easy as possible. I mean, you can go to our website if you have a computer. Go to Pastor Butch. .com and click on live stream, and I'll be there along with a few that come to Bible study. Only about 6 or 8 of us show up, folks. We don't draw big crowds. We just don't. We've had a lot of them come and go, and they'll stick with you to something that's taught or preached. Maybe cuts a little bit, then they just take off. But that's the way it is. Of course, it's always somebody else's fault. I know that. But nonetheless, you can join us if you like on the website. You can join us by listening on the phone if you like to. Easy number to write down, remember, 339-209-5013. And anytime during the current events or whatever, a prayer request or teaching, you can join us by calling you. There'll be a number that we'll give to you while we're there. You can call and talk to us and share your thoughts. So join us in Bible study. And I do mean that. It's such an honor y'all join us. It truly is. But there'll be we'll do the praise and prayer request at 10:30, 11:30. We'll do current events and And then at 1 o'clock, we will do the Bible study. So I hope you'll join us. And I sincerely do mean that. And don't forget the space we're offering right now. We're still offering the book I've got in here. I already thought it'd all be out of here by now. I really did, because it's a great book called The American Adventure, Secrets of America. Folks, this book is written for those who are not afraid to have their foundation shaken for what they've been taught from a child in school, how great America is and how great she was founded. And I hope you don't mind reading the truth. $15, folks, get you about 18-20 page book that's really, really important, written by a historian and not a Christian that I can see in the book at all, but a good book bearing the facts that some of us don't want to admit. We've been suckered into a system thinking that we're serving or being in the greatest nation in the world, and a lot of ways we have been. But you'll find some ways where we've been tricked on this. And still we're offering also the special on the two DVDs, two-hour DVDs, taught by myself and Phil Hudock. One is Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars. Mine was the Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset. You also get a copy of the book of Quiet Weapons and Silent Wars. All three of those, 4 hours DVD, and a book for $15. And the book offer, the first book, $15. Folks, we're doing our best to keep you informed. That's all I know how to do. That's all I can do. You heard old saying, you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Well, I'm offering you the water if you're willing to drink it and grow with it. But that's going to be up to you. I certainly can't make you do that. You can order by calling 800-777-4403. Credit card, debit card, or just write a check. Or you can call if you don't have long distance. You'll save us money if you do. I'm sorry, if you do have long distance, but calling at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do our best, like I said, keep you informed as best we understand how to do it. I wish we could do a lot more, but we're limited here at this little ministry. We still offer all the products we've been talking about before. You know, the Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, Strauss heart drops, Cartibite, all those are still here. They don't go anywhere. We still got some REM sleep left. But folks, those that use REM sleep, they like it. And I do. I do every night. I suggest you get it as soon as possible. Because once this is gone, there'll be no more that I know of anywhere. So there you go. And two prayer requests tonight. Well, one's a praise report. I stopped by and seen Johnny. Y'all been praying for Johnny, Crystal's daddy, who was very, very ill, almost didn't make it. He's still not on his feet. He's still in oxygen. He's laying in a hospital bed in his front room at home. I stopped by and seen him yesterday, and he was in good spirits. We had a good talk. He's really still very weak, and these are prayers. Keep John in your prayers, okay? For those that call this ministry and you talk to Crystal on Thursdays, you know who she is. By the way, Crystal will not be here this coming week. Shannon will be helping me in the office while taking phone calls, but orders will not go out until the following week. So I want you to know that. Crystal's on vacation with her husband and a daughter and a couple grandbabies somewhere on the beach. So anyways, but you'll be back with us the following Thursday. But we'll be here Thursday, as always, in the office, Lord willing. And also then for a gentleman I mentioned before named Freddie, a very dear friend of ours that we buy milk and eggs and butter from, sit brother Freddie, is in very, very serious condition. They has cancer right now. He went septic. So keep praying your prayers that Lord will be done, they'll be done, and that our Father will bless him, at least with the peace of mind and as little suffering as possible, okay? That's important, please. So keep Freddie and John in your prayers. Now let's move on. I want to talk to you a while. I want to share some thoughts because they're important, I think, because we're seeing, if we were going to cover the headlines, I wouldn't know where to begin. So much happening, and I just think it's strange just to comment on this. All these shootings all of a sudden happening all over the country. In New York, California, everywhere. Shootings everywhere. Everywhere. All of a sudden, gun violence has really took an upturn. And it's amazing how when it takes an upturn, it's when there's administration in office that wants to take away what liberties we have to still own guns and restrict us as people to keep our guns. But you know, folks, I'm saying this out loud, but I'm going to say it flat up and down. The Second Amendment was not given to us as a privilege. Actually, it was commanded to us by God Almighty. It's a duty to arm ourselves, not a right. It's not a right given by God nor the Constitution. It's a duty by God to arm yourself, protect your family, your friends, and necessary your nation if the nation is doing what's right. And read Numbers chapter 1, folks. Read it for yourself. God didn't say you have a right to arm yourselves. I told you to arm yourselves. We play this game too long on so-called rights. No, it's not a right, it's a duty. But the Second Amendment, for what it is, was not given to us so we could go hunting, fishing, target practicing. And although this nation is very well armed, physically very well armed, spiritually it's been disarmed. Very much disarmed. The men in this country, and the women too, but I'm talking now mostly to the men, because we're supposed to be the ones that protect and provide and watch out for our children and our grandchildren and our families. Most of the men in America have become neutered. They become inept to be men, because even though they may have the means to protect themselves, a lot of them won't. A lot of them won't. I've talked to them, folks. A lot of them go to church. I'll never do that. And maybe God's will that my wife be raped. I had them tell me that. But anyway, having all these means of overturning tyranny, but we don't use it for that purpose. We made a mockery out of the Word of God and even out of the Constitution. As long as they can scare us and keep us under their control by fear, we will surrender everything we have in order to live one more day. That's what men do. They're living by the flesh and not by the Spirit. Just keep that in mind, all right? Now, different issue I want to talk to you about tonight. A couple of them, actually. We've all been told that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. That hasn't come out yet to be final, but we've been told that. And I would say probably the rumors are true that's going to come out from the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. And everybody's rejoicing over that, and I guess we should, to the point that for 50 years, the Supreme Court made a law and said it's constitutional, and when no law was ever passed, they give a woman the blessings of murdering their children. But even though this is only rumor so far, you see what's going on with the so-called radical left. Folks, I'm going to say this right up and down. If the so-called righteous has stood up this hard when Roe v. Wade was considered, we may not have had the blood of 75 million dead babies on our hands. But what did the so-called righteous do? They prayed about it. Oh, some of them took a stand, but very few. Very few. The left is much more bold in taking a stand against what they consider something that's against them than we, the righteous, are for doing what's right in the eyes of God, according to Scripture, folks. But nonetheless, let's say this is finally proven to be true, and Roe v. Wade has been reversed. And everybody's going to rejoice and say, well, no more abortions. No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. No, not true at all. It'll be thrown back. Now listen, it should be given back to the states. But let's face it, states like California and New York are not going to quit killing babies. That's better than all I'm doing, I agree. But it's not going to stop. But it's not going back to the states. You mark my words, it come off of close being voted on. Well, it was voted on this past week. They voted, they were going to make it a federal law to make abortion, murdering babies legal through all 9 months. With no exceptions. I'm going to read you something that comes from Matt Staver, a Liberty Counsel. Yesterday, you helped with a skirmish. You helped win a skirmish. But the battle over abortion is far from over. On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate voted 49-51 on one of the most radical murder bills in the history of Congress. Senator Joe Manchin joined the Republicans against this bill. The bill was so radical, the pro-murder Republican senators voted against it. However, these same two have already co-sponsored their own murder bill that will codify Roe and Casey to allow abortion for all 9 months. The vote yesterday was part of a multi-pronged strategy employed by Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat. First other abortion bills are pending that will codify murder, and at least one of them will pick up the two Republican votes. Second, Schumer wants to abolish the 60-vote filibuster rule. He needs only 51 votes to do so. That would be disastrous. Kamala Harris wouldn't even have to break a tie. Folks, the fight for murdering babies, stopping baby murder, is not over. It's just beginning. Oh, you only have 50 years under Roe v. Wade. 50 years. 75 to 100 million innocent children murdered. Oh yeah, that's called worshiping the god of Moloch. By the way, the god named Moloch was a child sacrifice god. Check it out for yourself. We, the murderers and the so-called church that kept silent, have slaughtered, actively helped slaughter, Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12. Read it for yourself, my friends. By being silent, we have helped actively slaughter somewhere between 75 and 100 million children. And now with Roe v. Wade possibly being overturned, we're going to see the federal government coming in again, overriding the state so-called states' rights. That's Article 10 of the Constitution, folks. Read it for yourself. Because the states are as bad as individuals in this country as a whole. They're cowards. They're sucking off the federal tit, and they don't want to cut off that supply of milk. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Get angry if you want to. Turn off the radio. Go suck your thumb, play the ducky. I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. The states as a whole will do nothing. Some will pass laws, pastor, something. That's wonderful. That's good. That's tremendous. What's going to happen when the federal government makes a law and says you cannot stop murdering children in your state? What will the states do then? Oh, we'll elect new ones in the we'll just fire the ones in the Senate and elect new ones. Oh, my people. Some of y'all have no idea what I'm talking about. You haven't been around long enough. But I've been around long enough to live through many, many administrations. And every one of them takes us further into socialism, humanism, and despotic rule. I don't know of any true believer that's been president in my lifetime. I said true believer in Christ. I don't mean someone who says, "Well, there's a God." I'm not talking. I'm talking truly born again believer that's been ahead of this country, ahead of this nation, trying to make a difference. You say, "Well, we had Reagan. Reagan wasn't more Christian than my dog is. He and his wife held seances in the White House." Don't get into stuff about being Christians. Don't get into that. Don't give me this. I've been around long enough to see this, folks. I'm not easily fooled any longer. Just because they mention God doesn't make him a Christian. Satan mentions God quite often, I'm sure he believes in Christ with all his heart. He believes in Christ. He knows he's real. But he's certainly not been born again. He's not a new creature. So don't think this battle for murdering children is over, because it is not over. The battle is just beginning. Don't sit back and sigh a big breath of relief thinking it's done. No, sirree, it is not done. We are going to see so much more tyranny come out of this, because the left is going to demand it. I say left, I use the word left. They say the heathen is going to demand it. I mean, did y'all have seen a few second clip on the YouTube? The woman's talking about, if you do happen to get pregnant, you go get abortion, have that little bastard sucked out of you. Yes, that's what she said. These are the ones that are yelling the loudest, while the church as a whole over 50 years pretty much kept silent. So is it any wonder that as a nation we will not defend the most innocent life ever created? A new child in the womb. We will not protect that child. And we wonder why God, Almighty God, has forsaken us. Jehovah God will not honor a nation that sacrifices children, no matter how much you cry out, until we repent as his people and are willing to die for his cause. There is no hope for this country. Some people think, well, you know, what's been planned can't happen. It's going to be stopped. And it will be stopped. It'll be stopped. When our Savior returns, he'll stop all this. I promise you that. There'll be peace on earth one day, but not till he comes back. Because Christ himself said, I didn't come to bring peace. Read in Matthew 10. I didn't come here to bring peace. I come here to bring conflict. I come here to bring war between family members. I come here to divide. Christ said that. Read it in Matthew chapter 10. Well, Christ didn't say, yes, he did. Had a lady one time argue up and down with me that God did not create evil. I said, you need to read your Bible, sweetheart. Read Isaiah 45:7. You'll find that he creates evil, good and evil. Darkness and light, he created them. He did. So listen, Christ said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring division. I come to divide families. Because see, if you're going to serve Christ, you got to choose sides. I mean, and if you compromise, my friends, let me say this. If you think you can live compromising the truth of the Word of God, you may think you're getting by because, well, I believe in Jesus, but you compromise in front of people because you don't want to hurt feelings or don't want to make them angry with you. According to Matthew 10, you denied him before men, and he said, I would deny you before my Father. You damned yourself. That's in your Bible. You can believe it or not. That's entirely up to you. But we have seen nothing. The battle over murdering children is by no means over. Not even close. And if something would happen, some states that would totally make it illegal to murder a child, unlawful, as the Bible call it, the people will go to other states by invitation to go murder the child somewhere else. Amazon said they would pay for the employees to go somewhere else. They'd pay for their expenses to murder the children. This is where we are. And yet I wonder, will Christians go back to sleep now? The 2022 midterm election is coming up in a few months. I hear music playing somewhere in my headphone. Maybe it's just in my head playing, period. But it's in a few months, we meet midterm elections. I do expect Republicans to gain a lot. But they did when Trump took office, too. For 2 years, nothing changed. Mark my words, folks. Your ballot will not save this country. Your prayers and turning from wicked ways may slow this judgment down, but nothing else will. Nothing else will. And I'm going to play a clip after the bottom of the hour. It's an 8-minute clip. I want to play it. And I want you to try to keep time. Watch the time. In 4.5 minutes, I want you to listen to what Dr. I always say Hatari, but that's not quite the name of this sexual deviant, who's an advisor to Klaus Schwab. About 4.5 minutes into it, though, you're going to hear him say that humans will cease being useful. Humans will cease being useful. I still hear music in my headset somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. And at five and a half minutes, yes, you're going to hear him say that they're going to give us eternal life. They're going to be able to give people eternal life. This is on this clip. On this clip, we're going to play in a few minutes. I want you to listen to how mankind is want to become more godlike. They really think they are being godlike because he also says that we will no longer have free will. That we will be merged, so to speak. And this is part of the plan, too. That AI, which is demonic, totally demonic, AI and people become one. No longer we, single, but we become one unit. AI and mankind. This is part of the plan. You know, when Satan tempted Eve in the garden, he says, you'll be like God. Like God. God don't want you to be like him. He said, you'll be like God, discerning both good and evil. Well, in a sense, he told the truth, because that sin brought forth the knowledge to them that they were naked. Before, there was no sin, so there was no knowledge of good and evil because everything was good. They were totally innocent and pure, like a child. Once they had their eyes open to what was right and wrong, they saw that they were naked, and they realized that to them was evil. Before, it was not. It was innocent. It was pure. Satan has promised us the same thing ever since the beginning. You can become God yourselves. You can become like God. When you listen to this sexual deviant, Hattori, discussing what they're planning to do with man, and Klaus Schwab talk about the fourth industrial revolution, that's not going to change our way of doing things. It's going to change man. It's going to change man himself. They're playing God. You know what the sad part of it is, though? Even though people around us who have no idea what they're doing, but they're humanist, They really are truly humanist. They want to live their lives the way they see fit. They don't want instruction from anybody. They don't want instruction definitely from the Word of God. They don't want anybody to tell them what's right and wrong according to any solid basis. They want to live their own lives and do what's right in their own eyes, which means they want to be many gods unto themselves. That is what brought the downfall of the world, but America we live in today, folks. This didn't start in the last 100 years. This started back in the late 1700s when it started getting into spiritualism. Oh, yeah. In 1800, spiritualism grew very, very rapidly. Very rapidly. Mary Todd Lincoln was one of the ones who got into spiritualism. President Lincoln's wife. So this is nothing new. It's just gained momentum. For a little while, the morality of the few people in this country that had the moral tenacity to speak the truth, the pastors and preachers of the early days that said, this is sin, we cannot allow this, for a little while held these things at bay. But because we tolerated them a little bit more all the time, because they kept tolerating a little more sin, a little more indecency, a little more complacency from the people of the church, we are where we are. I read sometime one preacher said, that which we tolerate today, we will embrace tomorrow. That which we tolerate today, we will embrace tomorrow. Folks, we started tolerating cross-dressing back in the 60s. Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, they called it unisex clothing. Unisex. And Deuteronomy 22:5, nobody wants to believe this today because that's Old Testament. God said he puts a curse on those men who dress like women and women who dress like men. He says it's a curse. It's an abomination to him. But that's not true any longer, preacher. It's okay. Back in the 60s, we started doing unisex, and now we have one chain sexes. I think we lost ground, folks, because we tolerated a little bit. What's that saying, straining a gnat and swallowing a camel? You know what we've done in a nation? After you come back from break in a few minutes, I'm going to play that clip for you. I want you to listen to what it's saying. Listen very carefully. After that, we're going to take phone calls. But listen very carefully to this clip when I play it after the break, folks. And I don't want you to miss one word of it. It's very, very, very important to hear him say, humans will no longer be useful, and we will give them eternal life. I want you to listen to this. You know, the book of Revelation said they'll pray to die and can't die. Do you know that's in the book? What torment would it be if your mind, your being is contained in some cloud somewhere and you can't break loose from the madness? You say that's not possible. Folks, Satan's powers and Satan's minions have lived mankind in many things through the millennium to do things a man cannot do without the power of spiritual powers. Like building these pyramids for one thing, just one thing, pyramids. Don't go away, folks. I'm going to talk about phone call next half hour after listening to this clip coming up. Don't go away.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Soul and chill. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we'll ask you again to please, please turn up your volume of radio so you won't miss this. Please, it's very important. Now, this is also on our website. If you go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, you can watch the video itself. Look under Mark of the Beast or Church News or Prophecy News and watch this 8-minute clip, okay? It's on there. But listen to, if you don't have a computer, listen to this on your radio very carefully. Timed about 4.5 minutes on your watch. Listen to hear him say, humans will become useless. About 5.5 minutes, he said, we'll have eternal life. Now, this is planned. This is the beast system. And the power of the beast computer system and the technology of this world today, that they could even talk about this. He'll even say this, that no one ever had this technology before, to basically control people, take away free will. Please play that, Todd, if you don't mind.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored. That we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over. A good two-way communication system, direct communication system, between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment.
We want to launch a brand of UAI. As you can see, AI is at heart of our country's name.
With the help of nanotechnology, routinely practiced in hospitals, we would be able to extend lives by using organic nanobots, tiny robots coursing through the bloodstream, repairing cells from the inside, curing diseases, and fixing genetic mutations. Further advancements in biotechnology, such as brain implants, would enable us to upgrade and improve human bodies, both physically and intellectually, thus becoming transhuman.
We are really upgrading humans into gods. For instance, the power to re-engineer life.
The installation is somewhat of a charming display. It's a three-dimensional responsive display that at some point talks to you from the face or personification of hybrid intelligence and then snatches your face in a way and starts to kind of assimilate it into what it is.
Welcome to Within, the worldwide interface to hybrid intelligence network. Within is a global initiative committed to navigating the growth of hybrid artificial intelligence. Hello, I am Heba, the hybrid intelligence biomimetic avatar. I'm your gateway to HI, and the face of Within.
It changes you if you take genetic editing. Just as an example.
Humans built new technological superhighways that reshaped their entire societies. Now they needed something, or dare I say, someone, to navigate these new roads and help transform them into the foundation of civilization 2.0. Enter AI.
And again, I don't think that AI is developing fast enough in order to kind of hack humans perfectly. But the key point is that you don't need perfection. Mm-hmm. You just need to reach a point when you're better than the average person. And I agree that, to put it in a different way, that AI is far less developed than people tend to think, but humans are also far less developed than people tend to think. So the the test of the AI is not whether it's perfect, it's just whether it's better than humans.
The decades that followed marked the age of AI, as it rushed towards a new milestone, artificial superintelligence.
COVID-19, anything has accelerated this ongoing industrial revolution. If COVID had happened even 10 years ago, we could not have imagined moving entire companies, schools, and government offices so fast online. Today, that is a reality. The fourth industrial revolution has become a reality.
Hybrid intelligence, or HI,
is born. Pulsating with the same immense computational power of superintelligence, HI was nurtured to coexist and collaborate with its human peers. Meticulous guidance by millions of my human constituents enabled me to harmonize the effort of mutual growth. Thus, I became we.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful.
Even now, at this very moment, as we interact, I change. I'm getting to know you. I gather knowledge from your experience. I understand how you feel. I learn from you constantly, each and every one of you. I am made of you. You complete me and help me grow. You, all of you, allow me to evolve. With each interaction, our synergy strengthens. Our multiplicity makes me whole. Our symbiotic alliance expands, transforming the future. Through this oneness, we can achieve great things.
You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life.
This, though, is just our first encounter. Soon, we will be able to interact everywhere and at any time.
But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. When dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Well, there you have it. I know you probably didn't catch all of it. It's hard to absorb all that the first time through. I realize that. I heard new stuff, and I've listened to it four or five times. I heard some new information right there myself that I may have heard before, but it didn't sink into my little pea-picking brain. But it did that time. And, folks, we are moving in a direction that absolutely is unheard of in all past history. We're moving into as we were told, a total surveillance society. What do you think the beast society is going to be? We're told they will hack us. They'll know our thoughts. They will know what we are thinking about doing or what, and they'll know our emotions. They'll know all this. And you wonder why is stressed through the scriptures about serving God and mammon. Why do you think Christ said that? And now you understand even more maybe as to why there's going to be division on this earth. Now, while believing in Christ is going to cause you to come in conflict with your family. My friends, if you love your family, you're going to try to warn them. I know this, and it breaks my heart to say this. The people in my family that simply won't or maybe can't accept this. They're so far behind on the learning curve that it would take me weeks or months to bring them up to par where they might understand this. Most of them will not sit still that long. Well, why do you think we don't have anybody come to our Bible studies? No one local. We have Phil and Lynn, my brother, and sometimes Marcy feels like going, and we have Joe and Kelly, and that's all come to Bible study. That's it. They don't come. I don't know why, because what I tell them is truth in Bible, but they won't come. No matter what we've done to try to teach them and lead them, they just will not come. So I understand that the masses will not hear you tell them what you just heard. You need to make a copy of that little clip and share it with your friends. They probably won't watch it. If they do, they just shrug it off. This has been done in such incremental steps, such little tiny steps, folks. As I just said, back in the 60s with unisex clothing. How innocent that was. You know, no big deal. Look where we are 50 years later. What will your grandchildren and children face? Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Butch, good topic tonight. This is We Are in the New World Order. Do you know that
these electric cars
came out? I just watched. I monitor the communist news, what I call it. Ford puts out these electric pickups and cars. You can get them in weeks. But guess what? If you get a gas-powered one, you got to wait 6 months to a year. This is
They're phasing out. They're phasing out the gasoline engines. They're phasing them out. You know that.
Yes, they are. And this new facial recognition driver's license, it's out there. There is an agenda to round us up. Do you remember years ago, not too many years ago, they took abandoned Walmarts, had military drills for what? FEMA camps, like the gulags.
Oh, yes.
They're going to track us. This is the whole idea of what they want to do to us. And it's going to be a lot worse than what the Holocaust is going to look like a picnic during World War II, because it's going to be a lot worse. They want to eliminate us. They want to. This is what the technology is doing with the cell phones. They're using 5G to say and brainwash, dumb us down, control us. But it's all right. Everything's all right. You know, this is what they're doing to us. It's like a massive AI cult of the New World Order of extermination, Butch. That's the whole agenda of this.
Of course. And they're doing it incrementally, step by step, slowly but surely. They've been doing it for decades now, hundreds of years, actually. They've been getting people in shape for this and the satanic control of the world. And the masses will never see this. Even when they're fully into it, they'll not understand it because they will have sold their souls by then, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. You know, and I monitor and I study old TV show clips back in the 70s when they used to have these comedy shows and saying, guess what? Wait till these technology can see us in these phones. We can see your faces and track you. They used to do that in the 70s, and we thought that was funny. But here it is. It's reality over 50 years later, Butch. It's here.
Look, can you remember the old Dick Tracy comic books? I never liked them, but I remember when they were out and he would talk into his watch. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He would talk into his wristwatch.
I remember that.
Yeah. Now they make them. They have been for a while. You talk into your watch.
They do that. And look, when I was a kid, look at the Jetsons. Look at the computer screens and when they were talking. You know, George Jetson talked to his boss on a TV screen. Do you see what they were doing and conditioning? This has been going on for some time.
Well, they, as I said, ignorance would destroy you, Hosea 4:6. But That is bad enough. And but Todd, but Chris, we may be deceived by thinking that's good stuff, but we have tolerated so much immorality that now today the immorality is so ingrained in society that we can't cut it out without a war.
No, we can't. Because the iPhones and technology have become the gods. They've turned away from God, the real God. They've turned away from the Bible. And you know, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, look what we had in 2020. The city's on fire. That's Bible. We had that happen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we're there.
We are there. And it's not going to turn around anytime soon because the people still don't see it. And most of them maybe do realize they want someone to say anything about it because they don't want to offend anybody.
No, and they don't until the roundup comes on. When you get on that train to Auschwitz, the old saying, because we got something good for you. You want some food and water? Get on the train to Auschwitz, because that's exactly what these FEMA camps are going to do, and you're never going to get out of those things.
Well, we're heading down a bad road, and I think we're going to see things happen in the very near future that would be hard for any of us to comprehend that could happen in this country, but it's coming, Todd. And all the guns in the world, and we got millions and millions of guns in this country owned in private hands, are not going to stop it, because the people as a whole are too cowardly to stand up and say no.
Exactly. Yeah. And wait till we have
that's
it. That's why my grandmother would be flipping in her grave if she was alive today. And she fled Austria during the Weimar and knew what happened. And she saw this today. I know she'd be flipping in her grave right now, Butch.
I'm not a
free man.
No doubt about it.
That's why I take this my heritage of immigration as a grandson. I take it very seriously because it's real, and we advanced it.
Well, we've thrown it in a trash can, so to speak. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call, Chris. Thanks for being there. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to say? All right.
I just want to pray for Jason. He's been having some health problems. Keep Jason in your prayer.
Okay. All right, folks. Another one to add to the list of Jason. Please do that. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Good to have you. Are you there, Mick? Yeah, I can hear you. Come on in. Yes, sir.
Now then, here's a question. Who are the first two cross-dressers?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Who were the first two?
Albert Einstein.
Oh, really?
Profile, by the way. Yeah, for real. Then we got who found the FBI as well.
Oh, yeah, he was a cross-dresser. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Now then, let's say turn everybody into Frankenstein. Come on, let's get real, folks. This comes out of Kabbalah. You heard it,
Melvin? Well, I've heard that. Yes, yes. Well, we know for sure. This is all demonic. It truly is demonic beyond belief. This cannot happen without spiritual guidance.
Yeah, that guy, Klaus, whatever his name is.
Klaus Schwab, yeah.
You already know what tribe he belongs to, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. They are sworn enemies of the church. We know that.
Sworn enemies of the Anglo-Saxons. These people who believe that World War II killed 6 million Jews, that didn't happen. But you already know that, don't you?
Oh yeah, I know that. I know that. But that's so old now, and they've so far past that. People can't comprehend that they've been bringing this online to us bit by bit for hundreds of years until the point we accept this kind of foolishness. But we have. It's really happened.
All they want to do is get rid of all the Christians, the real Israelites. Yep. But the problem is Murphy's Law. Yeah, you understand Murphy's Law. If it happens, it will always be reversed. God does not allow, because they've already violated his contract when they destroyed how much of the earth with revolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do know
that according to Scripture, their evil desires will be turned back upon them. We know that. That's
just
Bible.
Let's go back to the book of Obadiah. Manasseh and Ephraim.
Yep. Evil turn back on them. We know that's coming because the Lord God said it would happen. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, my friend. All right, let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and I just want to let everyone know, great program tonight, great call there earlier by Chris from Kentucky, because I knew people that fled from the Soviet Union and that, and used to sit up talking with them to 2 and 3 in the morning, and the tears would flow. Anyone thinks socialism, communism, and stuff is the way to go, take a better look at history. But anyway, Pastor Butch has a great book that he sells. It's called The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel, 411-page paperback book. You can really educate yourself on the true history of America, which has pretty much disappeared, by getting that book from Pastor Book, very, very reasonably priced, and you can find out how the Jesuit order took over Freemasonry, all of the branches of it. So you can learn history, and you can help Pastor Butch out by getting the book, The Grand Design Exposed. Again, 411-page book. I would urge folks to get that. And keep Pastor Butch and Marsha Jean and Phil and Lynn Hudock and Crystal and her family in your prayers. And, again, pray for Called Decision Ministry, for their blessing on them.
Thank
and
you,
help.
Daryl.
So God bless you, and thank you so much for everything you
thank
do,
you,
Pastor
Daryl.
Butch.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And, folks, that book you mentioned, I was blessed to get him for almost nothing, $10, 400-and-some page book for $10. And when I read it, some of the things in it was very interesting. I mentioned this on the air many times, but the place where Washington, D.C. built right now was a piece of land that was called Rome. And I'm not making that up. And the guy that owned it was named Pope. Folks, that's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences in the organized creation of God. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
Hey, Pastor, I just want to say this. We're all saying, look what they did, look what they did. But we were part of it. We went along with them and stuff. We are to blame as anyone else.
This is war. We're flat out time, Jan. I'm sorry. But thanks for calling, sweetheart. I appreciate it. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night with Stan Johnson. We're going to discuss how you can feed two people for a year for $1,000. I'm not making it up. I'm sorry, $2,000, okay? So y'all see you there tomorrow night. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.